Under the bill, in addition to the Ten Commandments, the monument would also depict the preamble to Georgia's Constitution and part of the Declaration of Independence. Republican Senator John Alber supported the bill.
There will be no taxpayer funds that go with this. This will be raised by private parties, and I believe will be an excellent addition to our Capitol grounds.
But Democratic Senate Minority Leader Steve Henson raised objections.
I think in trying to protect the separation of church and state, we've got to be very careful.
Henson received a letter from the Office of Legislative Counsel, which said in its current form, the bill might not survive a constitutional legal challenge.
I personally think it is convincing that this would not be able to sustain a challenge in court on its constitutionality. Therefore, I don't think it's the best interest of the state to be prepare or to possibly have to expend funds for that purpose.
Henson's concerns prompted Senator Albers to recite the preamble of the Georgia Constitution and to say,
knowing that we put In God We Trust on our money, and we are a Judeo-Christian nation, and we are proud of those beliefs, wouldn't you further agree that if a private party wants to put a statue with private funds to honor God and those Ten Commandments, that we as a legislature should support that?
In the end, the Senate approved the bill 40-10, mainly along party lines. But some Democrats did vote for the bill. The approval comes after a state law that was first passed in 2006. The law allows the Ten Commandments to be included in displays in judicial buildings and courthouses, along with other documents. Lawmakers expanded that in 2012 to all public buildings. Georgia's Capitol already has a framed display of the Ten Commandments, along with a number of other documents. The bill now heads to Governor Deal. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News, the state capitol.